Okay, so let's take a look around from the beginning. So the Gemara said, "Amar Chizda Meidav Plumi Mechana Bagoinav Shchalvish Shachaver Ve'Achalvish Shachayev Anes Chayev Gnei Ve'Kayim Shovad Yisichaylov." Fact, Gemara Leimah Pligid Reb Avin. Amar Reb Avin is Zorik Chayes Mitzchilas Dalad Seif Dalad Bekorash Shayim Balekosli Potter Shakir Tzerech Hanochi. So the Gemara's question is just like over there, Reb Avin said Akir Tzerech Hanocha. So by Achilas Chayev we should say Hanami Hagbot Tzerech Achilui. So the Gemara said, "No, okay, Ashda, can't compare it." Also, we have Shalom Hanocha Bli Akir. Says Rashi. So first of all, Rashi explains the word to Rav Avin himself. Shakir tzarech hanocha. Says Rashi. Look, afal gab the chiyuv moment kami hanocha asilei. So even though the chiyuv moment, which is the kriyas hashirayim, comes before the hanocha, and the hanocha is the chiyuv misa, nonetheless he's potter. Hoylu ben akir hanocha asilei, because the kriyas hashirayim it may be before the hanocha, but it's between the akir and the hanocha. Midpoint between the Akir and the Hanocha. And therefore, Misa v'tashlum and boim ke'echot. So that's called Misa v'tashlum and boim ke'echot. She'akira tzorech hanochi, because the Akira is a tzorech of the Hanocha. And here Rashi says important words, U'me'ahi shayta aschlulo melocha. And therefore, the Akira is the haschalas ha-melocha. Aschlulo melocha. Yes, it's a funny lashon Rashi. Askelo melocha. You should say askelo chiyuv misa. I'm just thinking now. Askelo chiyuv misa. Askelo chiyuva. The lashon of askelo melocha is mashma that they're already now in the Rav Avin's work himself. We're working with the concept that the akira is the beginning of the melocha of itzah. If the Gemara already knows that now, it's very hard to understand what's the Gemara's kasha from Achilas Chaylev. Hakbaz, you can't say it's Askel of Achila. I mean, but Rashi later on, it has a lesson like that, Askel of Achila. Lo yaminon, mishasel, when he was explaining the Gemara's tariff, lo yaminon, Askel of Achila. Yeah, vice versa, the Gemara had a minute, it's Askel of Achila, just like over here, it's Askel of Malacha. So the Gemara's question is, we should say likewise, Askel of Achila. It's a strange lesson. Other Rishonim, I didn't see this Rishonim, other Rishonim, we saw a lesson in the Ra'ah, Haskalas Achiv. That's the name of Lachas. It's Chiyuv. Chiyuv is a generic word. Haskalas Achiyuv. When he does that which is necessary to the Chiyuv, that which is a prerequisite to the Chiyuv, it's Haskalas Achiyuv. The Ramban had an interesting lashon, Hoylech Lomos. When he does that which is necessary to the Chiyuv Misa, so he's called the Hoylech Lomos. But the lashon of Askel Achila, Askel Malacha, strange Lachas. Strange Lashonis. Anyway, that's how Rashi. Alright, but we get the idea anyway. The basic idea here is pretty clear. That the point is we need simultaneity. Has to be Be'idna. Same time, the Misa and the Mammon. So Rav Avin says it's the same time. It's boim ke'echot. It's boim ke'echot because it's between the akir and the anocha. That's enough to. Since the chiyuv moment is between the akir and the anocha, that's enough that it should be called boim ke'echot. Yes, the Gemara asks from Achilas Chaylev. So the Gemara answers no. Can't. It's not like Achilas Chaylev. Over there, it's efshel Achilas b'lei agbo. The iboy gochin ve'ochel. Zokr Rashi. The iboy gochin lematim yigimel tochim. He could bend down lower than Gimel Tochim. The Ochel. And he could eat it lower than Gimel Tochim. Ubotsumi Gimel Abagboi. And less than Gimel Tochim is not a Hagba. Right, Rashi. Rashi learns that, apparently, it sounds like in Rashi anyway, that even if he's Gochim Ochel, he does have to pick it up a little bit. Even if he doesn't use his hands, look at my no hands, he picks it up with his mouth. But it still gets raised up off the ground a little bit. It's just not Gimel Tochim. Other Rishonim say that the way. Other Rishonim say that he could be Gochen V'Ochel, because of Kashi, they ask in Rashi, we'll see later. But other Rishonim say Gochen V'Ochel means he could eat it without any Agba at all. The thing's sitting on the ground, and he puts his head face down, and he pushes himself down so that the food goes right into the base of Blio, like Pac Man. Do they still have Pac Man? And he gobbles it up. You don't have to have any hagbah at all. Now because they have other issues with the yad, we'll see later on. But Rashi learns, even if he's gochen v'ochel a little bit, it's going to get raised off of the ground a little bit. The hagbah there is that much is unavoidable. But you don't need hagbah gimel tochem. What's the mile of hagbah gimel tochem? Because Rashi shita is that for the kinyan you have to have hagbah gimel tochem. Which is a whole discussion all by itself. Why does the Kenyan need Gimel Tvachim? That's we'll see later also. We'll get to places. machlekes yishayim. Why should kinyan yad need? That's one. That's Tosfos Kashas and Rashi. One of Tosfos Kashas and Rashi. Why should kinyan yad need gimel tefachim? Kinyan yad has nothing to do with hagvah. It's yad. The yad is like rishusa. It's like chatzeri. Kinyan chatzeri doesn't need hagvah gimel tefachim. We don't have to raise up the chatzeri. So yad is kichatzeri. Why should I have to have gimel tefachim? Right. It's an even all by itself. We'll see. But al kapanim, for whatever reason, Rashi holds that you need hagvah gimel tefachim. I'll tell you right now. The Ksoi says, I'm not sure that we're going to go with this. The Ksoi says in Simon Reis Amaches, the cheetahs Rashi is that there's no such thing as kinyan yad. Only by get. There's a kosher by get that they're not some biyoda, but otherwise, there's no such thing as kinyan yad. There's only hagvah. So, Mimele, he has to have hagvah. Hagvah is gimel tefachim. We'll come back to that later. Kach, but the Maaseh, but Linyanein, I just want to know the structure of the sugya right now. So Rashi says, since the hagvah of kinyan has to be gimel tefachim, in order to be to steal it, he has to have hagvah gimel tefachim. So therefore, it's not called less than gimel is not gimel tefachim. So therefore, it's efshel achila b'lay hagvah. Understand it. But a little bit of hagvah, you do have to have for the achila. Right? You don't have to have gimel tefachim, but the achila does need to have a little bit of hagvah. So when is the hascholas achila? When he does that little bit of hagvah, that's necessary. So now, when he does the rest of the hagvah and he picks it up gimel tefachim, why isn't that ben akir v'anocha? That's between the mini hagvah and the achila. So that why isn't that called ban kechot? Just like by zara chetz. The akira is when he shoots the chetz. The anocha is when the chetz lands. Or later on, the Gemara talks about maver sakin. Right now, we're going lish lakam. Maver sakin is no different than zara chetz. So by maver sakin, he picks up the sakin, carries it. Midway, he's korosh yirayim. Then he puts it down. So Rav Avin said, that's called boim kechot. Why is it boim kechot? Because it's ben akira v'anocha. The malocha started by the akira because yesh l'akira v'lo anocha. It ends by the anocha, and in between, he had a kriyas shirayim, and that's called boim kechot. I don't understand what the Gemara, why is it any different by Achilas Chaylov? That's true that the Achilas didn't need Agvos Gimel Tochim, as Rashi is at pains to say, but it needed Epis and Agvos, a little bit of sheet as Rashi is. Right, Rashi doesn't have this gobbling it up thing. Rashi also did a little bit of, Rashi's fair. He doesn't need an Akir Gimel Tochim. So it's going to be Botsim Gimel, one of Hashem Agvos. But something it is, I don't know what we're going to call it, we have to give it a name. It's not called Agvos, we'll give it a name. You know, it's something, it has to get off the ground. So the getting off the ground, that's the hascholas achila. And then he puts it in his mouth. So the achila comes out the hagbos, and in between he went up gimel tefachim and he did a kinyan. Why isn't that called ben hascholas? It's between the hascholas achila and the seif achila. He didn't have to go up gimel tefachim. So what? Didn't have to go up gimel tefachim. He didn't have to be kara shirayim balichosa either. Right, by Ma'aseh Sakin, he didn't have to be Kara Shirayim. He could have gone around the Shirayim. Doesn't matter. It's Ben Akira V'Hanocha. The Ascholus HaMalacha is by the Akira. The Soif HaMalacha is by the Anocha. It's the Efshel Akira B'Lei Anocha. That's called Boim Kecha. So why isn't this exactly the same thing? A little bit he has to pick it off the ground in order to have an Achila. So now he picks it a little bit off the ground. In the middle he would say, and so it's Ben Akira. It's between the Ascholus Achila and the Soif Achila. So it's Boim Kecha. I'm just saw some Rashi. Yeah. But it has to get off the ground, doesn't it? Have to get right now. It's on the ground. There is no way you could do an achila without it being off the ground. You see it right
away. By virtue of the fact that Hagbah Gimel Tefachim is a Maisa Kinyan,
right.
So it's distinct from any Hagbah that's lower than Gimel Tefachim. Just lifting
so Maisa Kriyas Hashem is also a separate thing. It's a Maisa Mazik, distinct from anything else.
All Rashi needs to prove is that you can do the Achila without doing the Maisa Kinyan Hagbah. And if that's the case, so this particular Maisa.
So why does it matter? I could do a Achila Shabbos, I could do a Havarah, a Dalai Amas, Bishus Rabbim, without a Maisa Mazik of Kriyas Hashem. But it's still between the Achila and the Anoch. still between that kiyah and that nacha. So he took a detour to be Kiryas Shirai. I mean, it's not a detour over there, it's the direct route. Maybe that matters. Here it's a detour. Why should that matter? I mean, maybe that's the difference. I think something I'm not. It's the question here is going to be stronger than. But we'll see. I mean, maybe it's a makom l'chalak. It's hard to me exactly to understand what the chiluk, why this would matter. But maybe it's a makom l'chalak that by Mavir Sakin, he doesn't take a detour to be Kiryas Shirai. Maybe in Chirami, maybe if he went out of his way, you know, a few feet out of his way to be Kirei Lishrai, maybe that would not be called Ben Akira V'Hanoch. That would be like a detour on the way between the Akira and the. You have to go the shortest route. Mashenkin over here, he's mamish making a detour. He could have been Gochen V'Ochel, and he would have had a little bit of Agbo with an Achil. Now he's making a detour that he has to go, that he got, went up Gimel Tvachim. I don't know that that's true. Why is that called a detour? He doesn't want to be Gochen V'Ochel. So this is the way it's hard for me to hear it. So, I'll ask you a different question. I think it says here in this Rashi, again, if there's some kind of chiluk, some kind of extra factor, Rashi should speak it out. Besides everything else, you know, Rashi is, it's ikka chasim and asefa. Besides the problem, I don't understand the difference between this and Mavir Sakin. If there is a difference, Rashi should say what the difference is, because that's the ikka teretz of it.
the
picking it up that you need for achilah. We need to give it the minimum picking up that you need for achilah. The MPU that you need for achilo. Maybe we don't define it as a little bit off the ground. We define it as a little bit near his mouth, wherever his mouth happens to be. So you know, if his mouth is down by the floor, then that's where that MPU is. But if his mouth is up in the air, then that's the threat. That's the, you know, it's the empty. The Heilich Lomos is that little bit that he needs to get it into his mouth. So wherever his mouth is, if his mouth is up in the air, then that's where we define it. And if his mouth is near the ground, then that's where we define it. Maybe there's room to say such a thing. It could be. Maybe we could develop this. I wasn't going to get into this right now because I wanted to leave it for later. But maybe this we'll try to develop it. Maybe we can develop a mahalak and along these lines. I had a different question, which again I really wanted to say for later, but we'll touch upon it now. By the Gemara about gun of kiss. So the Gemara says, let's say Akira. The Gemara says, why do you say Akira Tzerech Hanocha? By gun of kiss, the Mishnah says, Yechayev. The Gemara asks, why do you say Akira Tzerech Hanocha? And the Gemara says, Nechami, you really do say Akira Tzerech Hanocha, but the Mishnah is talking about special cases where he was. He picked it up for not al das lahitzi, so the akir was later. Whatever, but the Gemara says it should be akir tzerech hanocha. So we talked about yesterday. The Rishonim ask Taisvus, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Taisvus, the Rosh. So a lot of Rishonim ask, what do you mean? One of the conditions of akir tzerech hanocha, according to Lishna Kama, you have to have efsha. It has to be efsha lahanocha b'le akira. Over here, it's not efsha because he couldn't be megarav yaitzer. So. And because of that, they say in Uyusai that the Akira doesn't have to be Yafshir because it's be'etzim part of the Malacha, only something which is b'mitz. There's two different kinds of Akira Tzerech Hanocha. There's where it's a Tzerech b'mitzias, and when it's a Tzerech in Din. And when it's a Tzerech b'mitzias, then it has to be, there's no other way to do it. But if it's a Tzerech in Din, then Lamaisa, this is where the Akira was, and this is the Ascholas Achiyuv, and it doesn't matter that there were other ways to do it. But it was bothering me. What's the Rishonim's Kasha in the first place? Okay, I lost my case, but. So now we'll use something else. Okay, so this is the kiss. So what's the Gemara? What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he picked it up, and so he should be potter because Akira Tzerech Hanocha. So Rishonim say, what do you mean? He could have gone. Didn't have to go up. He could have gone like this. Now let me ask you something. When he does go like that, when does the Akira happen? We need an Akira for Shabbos. So if he's Megar V'Yaitzu, when is the Akira? So it's a shikul machlekes Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that Akira happens when it starts to move. That's the Akira. There is a Shita Saravid. I'll tell you where it's in Shabbos Daf Ches. The Rishonim over there ask a kasha. The Mishnah says Megara Kis is called an Akira, but the Gemara says in Shabbos that if somebody had, let's say, a bundle of Konim, and he went like this, and he went valid out. So he's potter, because there was never an Akira Nanoch. He was never Akira. He was never Akira. So Rishonim say, so up there you say he's potter because he was never Akira. So by his Megara Bias, he was also never Akira. So most Rishonim answer, Taisus, the Ritva by us, most Rishonim answer that by the case where by the bundle of twigs, it never was, the whole thing was never in motion at once. Because he picks up one end, but the other end is stationary. So there's no Akira. But here, the whole body goes into motion at the same time, so that the going into motion, the whole thing going into motion, that's the Akira. The Ravid has a different sheet. The Ravid says, no, the Akira is, that's not the difference. Since it was never, since it did not go off the ground, it's not an Akira at all. The difference is that the Gemara about the Konim is talking about Dalai Lama's Bishus Rabin. So since he never picked it up, there was no Akira. The Gemara about, the Mishnah about Hayom Megara V'Yotze is talking about going from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. So when he crosses the threshold, there's a new kind of Akira called Akira's Rishus. And the crossing of the threshold is the Akira. That's the Tashita Sarayim. But most Rishonim hold, and the Ritva himself, Feirish hold, that no, the Akira is when he Tosfos and Shabbos holds, and the Ritva holds, the Rishonim that we're dealing with, they all hold, the Akira happens when he starts to be Megar. So now, I don't understand the Rishonim's question. What are the Rishonim asking? The Rishonim say, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says that when he picks it up, it should be Akira Tzarech Hanocha, and he should be Potter. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean? He could have been, it's not a Yafshir, he could have been Megar V'Yotze. So, I don't understand something. And if he'll be Megar V'Yotze, so that would be the Akira, when he starts to be Megar V'Yotze. And then en route, while he's in Megar V'Yotze, he would be, maybe this kiss had a sharp edge or something, he'll be Kareya Shirayim Balei Chosa. So he'll be Potter, no? It's been Akira V'Anocha. Or let's say a different case. He's Megar V'Yotze, and while he's being Megar V'Yotze, he picks it up. Puts it down again. And does Agbo in the middle. Would he be Potter? Why not? It's been Akira V'Anocha. It's like curious, why is it any different than Kareya Shirayim? So what's the Rishonim's question? The Rishonim say, over here, he picked it up, so the Gemara says, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, the Rishonim say, what do you mean? He could have been Megar V'Yotze. I don't understand the Kash at all. So in effect, why is this any different? He picked it up. It's no different than if you'd be Megar V'Yotze and then pick it up. That would be called an Akira V'Hanocha. So now when he, instead of going a little bit horizontal, he goes right away vertical. It's equivalent to, it's like Gora. Picking it up is like Gora than starting from Megar V'Yotze and then picking it up. So now he just right away picked it up. Why is that called the Efsha? It's been Akira V'Anocha. He has to have an Akira. What's the difference if the Akira is Aliday Megar V'Yotze or the Akira is by picking it up? He has to have an Akira. And Ben Akira, he has to have an Akira. He has to have an Akira. He did have an Akira. What's the difference? He had an Akira. Megar V'Yotze, up, down, sideways, whatever it is. He had an Akira. And now, Ben Akira V'Hanocha, he did a Maisa Kinyan.
That's
what
the answer.
What?
That's what the answer.
That's not the answer. The answer, there are all by Rikos and the Ritva, and but Taisus also, Taisus the whole Arichos, that if somebody else would do the Akira, he would be Potter. So you see, the Akira is the Haschalos HaIsser. So that's certainly called Akira Tzarech Hanocha. What does Taisus need that whole Arichos for? There's no kasha in the first place. That's not called the Yesha. The Yesha would be if you could do Anocha without any Akira at all. That would be called the Yesha. Here you have to do an Akira. He did an Akira. Ben Akira Anocha. He did a Malacha. He did Agba. Yeah, he didn't have to do the Agba. Who says that's a condition? Yesha doesn't mean you have to do Agba. Yesha means you have to do an Akira, and now it's been Akira Anocha. Right? Yesha, by Kareya Shirayim, Mavi Zakin. It's also called the Efsher. It's not the Efsher. Doesn't mean you have to be Kareya the Shirayim. It just means you have to have an Akira. And now the Kareya Shirayim has been Akira V'Anocha. So here we have to do an Akira. That's still true. You have to do an Akira. It could be a vertical Akira, horizontal Akira. It's the same Akira. You have to do an Akira. And now it was a Hagbo Gimel Tochem Ben Akira V'Anocha. So what's the Rishonim's Kasha? think the pashut of pshat in their question is the following. The Rishonim are assuming initially that Yesher means in Mitzias. Their teretz is that they're going to be mechadish, a new kind of Yesher that has to do with with Yesher in din. That's what their answer. That in din, this is part of the, this is the etzim part of the as we saw in the Ra'ah Barichus. But their initial assumption, it's more in the Lashon of Taisus, in the teretz he's mechadish, that the Akira is part of the Melech HaShabbos. If somebody else would do it, he wouldn't be chayev. So the Akira is fundamental to Melech HaShabbos. It's the Efshir in mitzad the dinei haitzah. It's the Efshir la nocha b'le Akira. But it's clear in the Lashon of Taisus that in the Kashu we know about that. So in the Kashu they assume the Efshir means what it means by gochen v'ochel. It's the Efshir b'metzias. So by Agba is chayev itself. So the Gemara says that it's called Efshir la'achir b'le'agbah because he could be gochen v'achol. So the Ra'ah speaks out, what if he can't be gochen v'achol? The Ra'ah says, what if he's tied up, he can't be gochen v'achol? He has a backache, he can't be gochen v'achol. So would I then say, agbah tzarech achila? So the Ra'ah says, no, that's not called agbah tzarech achila. Habot Achila is not measured in this particular Achila. You know, this particular Achila for this particular person in this particular posture, maybe he needs to have Agbo. Habot Zarech Achila means that Achila Be'etzim needs to have Agbo. And since the Gemara says, Achila Be'etzim does not need to have Agbo, because there are cases where you could do an Achila without a Agbo, so therefore the Hagba is no longer considered to be the Haskalas Achilav of the Achila. Since in theory it's Efshel Achilav B'lei Hagba, and this particular guy not. You know, this particular guy, he has a bad back, he can't be Gochen V'Ochel. He really needs to do a Hagba in order to have an Achila. And we're not measuring like that. We want to know Be'etzim, is Hagba connected to the Achila? So if B'metzias, in every case, in every time, in every climb, you can't have an Achila without Hagba, then the Hagba would be a Tzarech Achila. But since that's not the case, you can have, in theory, cases of Hagbah, of Achilu Gar Hagbah. So that's not called the Yeshiva Metzias. Nashenken Knisul Techpiv, for example, the Rishonim speak out Knisul Techpiv. That's always necessary. That's always necessary for Achilu. So that's not called the Haskalas Achilu. So now, let's consider. So now, in the case that we're talking about, Megar V'Yotze. So this guy is being Megara, the kiss. We wonder, when is the Haskalas Achiv? You know, he's going to get, the Hanukkah is going to be, the Pesach, the Shishra Abim, is 50 feet away. That's where the Hanukkah is going to be. We wonder, okay, when's the Haskalas Achiv? The Mitzias, when's the Haskalas Achiv? So you say, well, Yashal Achiv Bolei Hanukkah. Yashal Achiv Bolei Hanukkah. But if we're talking about Yashal and Mitzias, the Efshir Metzias is measured by what is the Akira that's necessary for that, the minimum Akira that's necessary for the Hanukkah. The Akira that's always necessary for the Hanukkah. The Akira that's always necessary for the Hanukkah is the Akira that's one mashu in front of the border between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Everything that's earlier than that, the Metzias is not necessary to the Hanukkah. He doesn't eat, you know. Here's the border. He's doing an akira way down over here. All of this is called that. Why is this? So we want to say, oh, this is haskalas achir because akira tzarech hanocha. That's not haskalas achir. At least in the Rishonim's kasha, Hashem say that's not haskalas achir. That's like a, because he didn't. All of that wasn't necessary to the hanocha. But mitzias, yes, of course. You know, in order to go up, you have to come down, and in order to rest, you have to start. You have to be in motion. But you could start that motion, you could start that going up right by the border between the Shisrap and the Shisiyachid. Everything prior to that is not necessary. So why is that called the Efsha? They should have speak out. If you had to pick it up, if there was no such thing as being Megar V'Yotze, so you would have to pick it up. And picking it up is already a Maisa Kinyan. So then it would be Efsha. The Maisa Kinyan is the Efsha B'Metzias. You can't have the Anocha without picking it up, which is the Maisa Kinyan. But that's not true. You could be Megar V'Yotze. So yes, of course, he's being Megar V'Yotze. You know, he may be Megar V'Yotze over here, but he could have been Megar V'Yotze all the way down here. So this is not the Haskalas Achiv. The Metzias, it's not the Haskalas Achiv. That's the Rishonim's kasha. The Rishonim's teretz is, you're right. If we're talking about the Asher Metzias, the Asher Metzias is measured by, you know, where did he have to be Metzias in order to have the Hanocha and the Shusher Abim, you know, where did the Haskalah Sachiyah start? The Haskalah Sachiyah started right before the border. Because that's where he needed to start to be Megarav Yosef. But there's a different kind of Yefshir. There's an Yefshir that's not an Yefshir in Metzias, there's an Yefshir that's the Yefshir in Din. That Be'etzim Akir is part of the Melech HaShavas. So that's for sure Haskalah Sachiyah. Since the Akir is part of the Melech HaShavas, then that by definition is the Haskalah Sachiyah. I could have done it in some other way, could have Megarav Yosef, but the Ma'asi did this Akira, and this Akira is part of the Melech HaShavas, so about it, that's Haskalah Sachiyah. So now already in the Haskalah Sachiyah that comes from the fact that it's the Yefshir in Din, so I don't examine anymore, is were there other ways to do it, were there shorter ways to do it? This is definitely the Haskalah Sachiyah. Mitzad the Hilchah Shabbos Shabbai, this is the Haskalah Sachiyah, is where he picked it up. Basher Husham. I think that's the Pshat over there in the Shakti Vatai in the Rishayim. Again, the Rishayim's kasha was because they thought there's only Yefshir in Metzias. So say, Yefshir in Metzias? Yes, but Metzias, he had to be Megarav Yotzi. We didn't have to be Megarav Yotzi. Now he could have been Megarav Yotzi right near the Pesach. That's also called that. So the Haskalah Sachiyah is right near the Pesach. So the Shayim Ram Chayav Shalom, there's a different Yeshur. There's the Yeshur of Akira Sarech Hanocha, the Yeshur of Hilchah Shabbos. That Yeshur is measured by that. That's a different kind of Haskalah Sachiyah. That kind of Haskalah Sachiyah is where the Akira took place. So maybe you could say Al Derech Zeh. What this Yitzchok was trying to say before. Maybe we could say the same thing by Chaylev. That even though, according to Rashi, you have to pick up the chaylev a little bit in order to eat it, there's no way to eat it without taking it up a little bit from the ground. But we're not going to define it as picking it up from the ground. What if the chaylev l'chatchila was right near his mouth? So then he didn't have to pick it up from the ground at all. But what he needs to do is he has to pick it into his mouth. He has to get it into his mouth. That's the minimum thing that he needs to do. If it's on the ground, it's a little bit of getting it up into his mouth. If it's on a pedestal, it's that little bit. If somebody's holding it right by his mouth, it's that little bit. The mini hagbar that you need over here is not the getting it off the ground, it's getting it into his mouth. So that starts when it's right near his mouth. That doesn't start when it gets off the ground, that starts when it's right near his mouth. So Mimela, we could say that that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Since it's Efshi, could be Gochen V'Achel, and he doesn't need a Hagbaz Gimel Tefachim. If he needed to do Hagbaz Gimel Tefachim, so that would be that means he can't do an Achila without being Kainit. That's not true. He doesn't have to do Hagbaz Gimel Tefachim. He could be Gochen V'Achel. So if he has to be Gochen V'Achel, we're asking he has to be Gochen V'Achel. Lemaisi has to be Gochen V'Achel. He doesn't need a minimum. He doesn't need a mini Hagbaz. So that mini Hagbaz is when it gets picked off the ground. And now the Ma'isi, when he picks it up, Gimel Tefachim, it's Ben Akir of Anoch. It's Ben the mini Hagbaz, the Haskalah Sa'achila, and the Achila itself. So what did the Gemara gain? So maybe the answer is that mini Hagbaz, which is the Haskalah Sa'achila, is not when it gets picked off the ground, but when it starts to approach his mouth. And since the Hagbaz Gimel Tefachim was way before that. So Mimela, there's no, it's not called that it's Boim Ke'echot. The Gemara has to add the Gochen V'Ochel, because if it wasn't for Gochen V'Ochel, I would say you have to pick it up, Gimel Tefachim, off the ground in order to get into your mouth always. So and that's a Ma'aseh Kinyan. So the being Magbir, it is Nitzrich to the Achila. But that's not true. You don't have to be Magbir to have an Achila. All you do is you have to tilt it into your mouth. The tilting into your mouth, I define not as the tilting into his mouth down on the floor, but the tilting in his mouth, that's right near his mouth. So in the veil, there's no problem. Maybe that's the Mahalach here in this Rashi. I thought something else in Rashi, though. There's a Ritva. I think what I want to say is more. Well, it's a bigger chiddush, but I think it's more pashut than Lashon Rashi. I don't know. The other side. The Ritva asks in Rashi the following. Rashi says, what Rashi? Rashi says that you need Hagbaz Gimel Tefachim. So Tosis asks, Tosis, other Rishonim, they ask in Rashi, but it's not true. Hagbaz doesn't need to be Gimel Tefachim. You have Kinyan Yad. The minute it's in his hand, he has a Kinyan Yad. So that's a Kashan Rashi in Hilchas, you know, in Abba Metzidik, a Kashan Rashi. Rashi says you have to have Gimel Tefachim. The Rishonim asks, it's not true. You don't have to have Gimel Tefachim. You have a Kinyan Yad right away without Gimel Tefachim. But the Ritva asked the Kashan Rashi in a funny nusuch. So the Tvolim, he asks the Kashan Rashi, he says, Kish Rashi, the boy gochen pachas megimu menakaka v'ochel, v'hashtu lekanyo, v'hagbo lekanyo pachas megimu, v'ikshu v'taisvus. First he has to, it's enough to have Hagbot that, first he has a different kasha, that even Hagbot doesn't need Gimel Tefachim, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam, Hagbot is a Tefach. Okay, fine. But then he asks, Void, Kevin da Aile Lepume Kanyo, Kraminin Be'el Lehedyo, Kol Hecha de Motzi Lehadoi. He has a kasha, so strange way, he has the kasha in Rashi, in a strange direction. He says, what's the Gemara saying? That it could be Gochen V'Ochel. It could be Gochen V'Ochel. So he says, what's that? The Gemara says it could be Gochen V'Ochel and he wouldn't have to be Megibir Tefach, Esther Ritva, but he's still going to be Kainat when it gets into his mouth. Because being in his mouth is a Kinyan, like the Gemara in the previous Omer. Holding it in his mouth and not spitting it out is a Kinyan. Because it's a Kinyan, yeah. This is a kashan Rashi. What's Rashi saying that he boy gochen v'achel, and therefore it's not called the esher lachil b'leg bar? Rashi says because you could do it, you could be gochen v'achel, you wouldn't have to do agbo gimel tefachim. Esther itva, but when it goes into his mouth, he's going to have a kinyan. What's kashas mamish? It doesn't make any sense. What does he want? Yeah, true. If he wanted to be kainit with kinyan pe, with kinyan yad in his mouth, then we would take him l'diravine because the knisa l'teich piv is the ascholas is certainly the esher l'achila below knisa l'piv. Okay, so the ascholas achiyav is taka when it's in his mouth because that's the esher and that could be a kinyan and if he wants to use that for a kinyan, so it'll be kinyan l'diravine. But this guy's not being kainit in his mouth; he's being kainit by being magbir gimel tefachim. That bo gimel tefachim is not nitzrich to the achila. So when he's being magbir, that's not that scholar sachiv. What is it for the chal one from Rashi? It's a peller out of this ritual. What is that sogan? Right. We have other problems with Rashi, you know, with the mini hagbah. Fine, but lemaisa, what does it say in Rashi? Our problems aside, all Rashi said was that you could do an achila without that hagbah gimel tochim, and therefore that hagbah gimel tochim is not that scholar sachiv. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a scholar sachiv. Ben Akir Vanocha Asi Lechiyul. It has to be Boim Keachod. To make it Boim Keachod, we need to define when did the Achila start? When is the Aschel Achila? The Aschel Achila starts at that point where you're doing things that it's the Efshel Achila without them. So the one in the Kasha thought, well, you have to pick it up. So the Aschel is Achila. The Aschel Achila is when you picked it up. So and that's Hishakim Lider Avine Boim Keachod. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz says, no, you didn't have to pick it up. You could have put it straight into his mouth. So therefore, the picking it up is before the Aschalas Achiv. It's before the Aschalas Achila. We'll use Rashi Lashanis. It's before the Aschalas Achila. So that's pretty straightforward. We have a problem because we don't understand that because we think that we're asking that the Aschalas Achila is still earlier because before the Hagbah Gimel Tefachim he needed to do a mini Hagbah and the mini Hagbah was certainly necessary for the Achila. So it's still we still have an Aschalas Achila that comes before the Kinyan. Right, that's our problem. That way, you know, maybe we'll say like Yitzhak was saying before. Whatever the answer is going to be, but the Maisa, what the Gemara is saying, is that he's not yet in the thing. When he did the Gimel Tochim, it's prior to the Aschalas Achila because he didn't need the Hagbah in order to have the Achila. So what does the Ritva want? So what does the Ritva ask in Rashi? So the Ritva asks in Rashi, yeah, but when he puts it in his mouth, he's going to have a Kinyan in his mouth. Okay, fine. When he puts it in his mouth, he'll have a kinyan in his mouth, and that kinyan will be kinyan l'dravin it. But that's not the kinyan we're talking about. We're talking about the kinyan of Agbaz Gimel Tvachim, and that Agbaz Gimel Tvachim was before the Aschalas Achila. The first kashas by him is sosa mechosim.
It's like the Rebbe saying that he understands Rashi, the Farshat Gemara. You can do Achila without a Maisa Kinyan.
Right. You see in the Ritva, this is what I want to get to, you see in the Ritva how the Ritva understood Rashi. That the Ritva understood Rashi, that the Gemara's teretz of Yeshu L'Achila B'Le'Egbo means, it's like a chazor. The Gemara initially understood that what does Akir Tzarech Hanoch mean, what does Rav Ava mean? It means, you have a Ascholas HaMalocha by the Akira, and you have the Soif of the Malocha by the Hanocha, and the middle That whole span now is called the Zman of the Chiyav Misa. And in the middle, he had a Chiyav Mamon, he had a Kriyas Shirayim. So it's called Boim Ke'echad, as Rashi explained at the beginning of the Sugya. The Gemara says that you have by Chalev also. When you pick it up off the ground, that's the Haschalas Achila. When you eat it, that's the Seif Achila. In the middle, he did Agbaz Gimel Tvachim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And many Rishonim learned the Gemara's Teretz says, no, he doesn't need it. He could just, like Pac-Man, he could just pick it up, he could just eat it off the ground. There won't be any Agba at all. And therefore, that's Haschalas Achila is not until it gets to his, not until he actually swallows it. Kalmer. But Rashi doesn't think that that's true. Rashi's, the way Rashi pictures the Mitzvahs, to eat it, as we were asking before, in order to eat it, you do have to pick it up off the ground. Not Gimel Tvachim. You can do Pachas Gimel Tvachim, but you do have to pick it up somewhat from the ground. Even just putting it into his mouth, getting it into his mouth, even if he doesn't use his hands, there is some kind of Hagbah going on. So, what's the Gemara's Teretz? At the end of the day, the Hagbah Gimel Tvachim is between the Haschalah and the Seif. So, what's the Gemara's Teretz? Teretz, so Rashi learned that the Gemara is saying that in order to have Akir Tzarech Hanocha, it's not enough that the Melocha took place, that the Chi of Mammon took place between the Haschalah and the Seif. Rather, what I need is that he efshir lahanocha b'loy akira, or he efshir lachila b'loy hagbah, meaning that the chi of misa needed the maisa that's mechayev the mammon. The maisa that's mechayev mammon has to be nitrach to the chi of misa. So by akira tzarech hanocha, we'll have to see in a second. By akira tzarech hanocha, what's the maisa that's, by Rabin's case, for example, what's the maisa that's mechayev mammon? The zrikas achetz, the akira. The akira is necessary to the hanocha. Over here says the Gemara by achilas chaylev, you could have an achilas chaylev without agbaz gimel tvachim. And therefore, yes, it's true that agbaz gimel tvachim happens between the haschalas, the mini agbaz, and the achilas b'soif. So, in terms of, as you know, if that was all that we were looking for, then we'd be still in the Gemara's kasha. We wouldn't get out of the Gemara's kasha. At the end of the day, the agbaz gimel tvachim is between the beginning and the end. Says the Gemara, no, that's not enough. You need, in order to say Kimel Rabbanei, you would have to have that Efshir L'Achila B'Loi Hagbah. Hagbah here means, by definition, Gimel Tvachim. Rashi's Befeirish. Less than Gimel Tvachim is not called Hagbah. What we would need to have in order to make a Kimel Rabbanei over here would be that it would be Efshir L'Achila B'Loi Hagbah. Meaning, Efshir L'Achila B'Loi Hagbah is Gimel Tvachim, because Hagbah is Gimel Tvachim is the Kinyan, is the Maisa that makes the Kinyan. So in order to have Kimel Rabbanei, we would have to have that the Maisa Kinyan was necessary to the Achila. The Maisa of Hagbaz Gimel Tvachim was necessary to the Achila, and that's certainly not the case. You don't need a Maisa of Hagbaz Gimel Tvachim in order to have an Achila. So it doesn't help me that the Hagbaz Gimel Tvachim takes place between the beginning and the end. That's not enough. That's goofy what the Lishna Kama is saying. That's not enough. What you have to have is that the Maisa that's Mechayev, the moment, is itself Nitzrach to the Achila. And since that is not the case, says the Gemara, because Yiboy Gochen Vachel, you don't have to pick up Gimel Tvachim in order to have an Achilum. So therefore, there's no Kimle B'Rabbe. It has nothing to do with the Rabbin. Hold on one sec. Fekta Ritva. So now I understand what the Ritva is asking. The Ritva is asking, but one second. When this guy picks up the kiss, the Maisa Kinyan that he's doing is the Maisa that's Mechayev, is not the Gimel Tvachim. Because long before the Gimel Tvachim is the Kinyan Yat. So the Maisa Mechayev over here is Kinyan Yad. And that's still true. And it's the Efshir L'Achila B'Loi Kinyan Yad. Because even if you don't use your hands, it's going to go, it still has to go into his mouth. And his mouth is also a Yad. Like that we see in the Gemara the previous Omer. So therefore, at the end of the day, he can't do an Achila without a Kinyan Yad. Without a Maisa Yad. And since if you can't do an Achila without a Maisa, so what's the difference if he'll do a Maisa Yad? He could have done the achilah with the ma'isi yad of his hands, of his mouth. Instead, he's doing the ma'isi yad of his hands. So what's the difference? It's the same ma'isi yad. And if you can't have an achilah without a ma'isi yad, so it's still true that the ma'isi yad is nitzrach to the achilah. So that's what the Ritva is asking on. That's the Ritva's kasha and rasha. Yeah, we'll have to know Rashi will answer for that. Some Rashi will answer for that. We'll see later. Rashi's going to answer for that. That you only have. That his peh is only Adam Alam Gimel. We'll see later what Rashi is going to answer to this first kasha. So Rashi on the base. We'll see. When we get to Tosis, we'll discuss that. But Akaponim, I think you see over here how the Ritva, You see how the Ritva understood Rashi, and maybe that solves our problem as well. Rashi learning up in the Mishnah Kama, there's a whole new side over here. It's a chazor. A lot of times when we learn that people learn the sugya and they assume that long Rashi about Ben Akiva Anocha Asilo, that's the Lishna Kama. That's not the Lishna Kama. That's before the Lishna Kama. That's what Rashi is explaining of Avin before we get to the Lishna Kama. The way the Ritva reads Rashi, I think it's very. Rashi does seem to emerge. It comes out that there's a whole new. That the Lishna Kama is a chazor. There's a whole new element that's required. It's not enough that it's Ben Akiva Anocha. I need to have that the ma'isa that's mechayev the moment is itself the mechayev of the misa. The only thing is, then there's a problem. I mean, I think that's clear. That's how the Ritva understood Rashi. So yeah, fine. But the chayev is a problem. So what's my ma'avisakin? Ma'avisakin also this kimud rabbinik. And whereas according to Lishna Kama, ma'avisakin is just as good as Zohar Chetz. So by ma'avisakin, how is the ma'isa mechayev moment is the pierce of Shirayim? How's that mice? That mice is not. How's that? That's not the akira. That's not the anocha. It's ben akira v'anocha. But that's not nitzrich to the chiyuv misa. The kriyas hashirayim, the mice of kriyas hashirayim, is not nitzrich to the chiyuv misa. So why? How does that satisfy the requirement of the yeshul akira b'lo anocha? That's a problem. Stoma, we have to say. Although it's a little bit, I'm not so happy because Rashi should spell it out. Is that's also called the Maisa, the Maisa is Mechayev moment is Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. Because the Maisa over there is Mechayev the moment is the passing through the trajectory, the moving the Sakin. And the moving of the Sakin, he didn't have to be Kareh the Shirayim, but the Maisa that he's doing is moving the Sakin across. And the Maisa moving the Sakin across is Nitzrich to the Chiyuv. Because you have to go Dalai Lama in order to have a chiv. Maybe that's not the pasha to answer. The answer, if that's the case, it could be it would come out of Chiddush Din. What if he went more than Dalai Lama? What if he went 8 Amas and it was Kar Shirayim Bali Chasa? Maybe then already, I'm not sure, it could be still the same thing. But Yesh Mokum Lodum, then maybe in that case I would say that the Maisa HaMachayim over there is not Nitzrich to the chiv, because he didn't have to go so far. So he's going beyond what was nitzach to the chiyuv. Not impossible. It says Dalai Lama. It's the Ferish. Ma'avir Sakin doesn't say it. Ma'avir Sakin doesn't say Dalai Lama. I'm sorry. Ma'avir Sakin is Rama Kor Shirayim Bali Chaser. I'm sorry. It doesn't say Dalai Lama. By Zohar Chetz says Dalai Lama. So maybe it's just the Nismachana. Yeah, by Zohar Chetz says Dalai Lama. But that would be a chiddush. It would come out. We're running late, but one more minute. Maybe there'll be a rebach in this. Klape Tosis is kasha. Tosis has the kasha. Tosis has the kasha. Gemara Mavakama. The Gemara Mavakama says that Gemara Mavakama says is looking for a case of dalad v'hei of a mechira that was mechayev misa and therefore he's potter from dalad v'hei. So the case is, wherever this says, I think it's Rav Papa, that he threw the kiss into the chotzer. He had stolen a kiss of money, whatever. And now he's throwing it in somebody else's chotzer in order to affect the mechira with the kinyan chotzer. And it's also a chiyuv misa because he's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So the over there asks, but one second, the kinyan takes place when it's in the air because the avir chaser is kind of. But the chilul Shabbos is only when it lands, so it's not going keachot. So whatever the answer is, but Omer that he lo tik natshe tanuch. Ask Tosis, what does the Gemara need it for? What's the Gemara's kasha mecha? But akir tzarech hanocha. Rav says akir tzarech hanocha. That's a pasuk. The case says mamas zarek chetz. So Tosis in the chanami tzmachot because the sugi is in that sugi is going not like Rav. That's basically what Tosis answers. That sugi argues in Rav. Tosis needs to find somebody who argues in Rav. In our Gemara, nobody argues in Rav. So we found the Gittin, Rav Yirmiyahu argues in Rav. The whole binyan in Tosis. But Tosis has no answer. He basically says it's machlekes hasugis. For Rashi, it could be that is nicha. Rashi's havana is that you have to have that the ma'is that's mechayim moment for a kibbutz rechanocha. You need the efshir. Efshir according to Rashi means the ma'is that's mechayim moment has to be the ma'is that's mechayim moment has to be part of has to be nitzrach to the chiyuv misa. So maybe by ma'avir sakin or by zorik chayitz, you're talking about dalad amos b'shusha rabim. So the maisa of going dalad amis b'shus rabim is nitzrach. The maisa of traveling dalad amis is nitzrach to the chiyuv. So that's called the yasha. The shenken over there, when you went from shus yachad to b'shus rabim, so you know. So I don't know. Maisa maybe it's still true. The maisa of being in the chutzner of the maybe it doesn't really help for that. I want to say maybe when you go from Shisyoch to Shisrabim, so the trajectory is not Nitzach to the Chiv. The main thing you need is that here in the Anoch. Rav Chaim said to you, said that by Dalad Amos, Shisrabim, the traveling itself, the Dalad Amos, traveling Dalad Amos is part of the Maisa Mechayev. When you go from Shisyoch to Shisrabim, the Maisa Mechayev is the Shisyoch and the Rishus, and the Akir and the Anoch. Nothing in the Akir Shisrabim and the Anoch Shisyoch. The in between doesn't matter. But I'm not sure that this is going to help in Rashi. Because. That's what I wanted to say. That there you don't have the maisa of being in the air on top of the shisharabim. That's not nitzach to the chiyuv because all you need is the hanoch. I'm not sure that it's really true because the chiyuv mitzvah chayiv moment is not that it's in the air. It's that it's in the chutzah. It doesn't have to be on the ground. It's allowed to be in the air, but the maisa mechayiv moment is not the being in the air. The maisa mechayiv moment is being in the chutzah, and you do have to be in the chutzah to have an akirin hanoch. Have a chil Shabbos. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe on top of that, it's not going to really be a relach. But I'll call him. I think that's what it says over here I think that's the pshat in the Rashi. Comes out to new. According to Rashi, it's a whole new world in the Lishna Kama.